Hey everyone, welcome to another Hardcore Italians podcast. We have a fun one today. Basically what happened is we surveyed our audience on Instagram. Yeah. What are some things that Italian mothers are worried about like crazy, even though they shouldn't be?
Yes.
And the results are in. And, and we got a lot of comments and a lot of funny things, and we're going to be breaking down the top 10. So
everybody was cracking me up at all the things that were getting pulled in. It's just so funny to see everybody's opinion and what they grew up with and then kind of compiling it. It was just cracking me up.
It just seems like we all had the same moms. Like, you know what I mean? It just comes off like we all had the same upbringing, just like different fonts a little
bit. Yeah, right. Same story, different font.
Yeah. But the first one on the list was walking around with wet hair. So...
yeah, feedback. Which I was going to let you guys lead with that because it's probably more of a girl problem than guy problem with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, they always say you could get sick, get a cold, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Don't go out, especially with a cold in cold hair.
Right.
Yeah. Or wet hair.
I was told that, but if I'm being honest, I feel like that didn't really happen to me all that much for some reason. I feel like there's other ones on the list that like really always happened to me.
Yeah, me too.
But wet hair, definitely I can... think of like two or three times that my mom was like, get in the house.
Yeah, right. Where it's like, you shouldn't leave the house like that.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Right. So going out with wet hair, if you do it, is it a myth or is it real? Like, will you get sick?
You will
are they
be
right?
sick,
I think
in my
you do,
opinion.
Yeah,
you
honestly,
do get sick.
Yeah.
You definitely do.
So that one's valid.
I think that one's valid. That one's pretty valid.
Okay, so you guys, when your mom's one day, you're going to be saying the same 100%. The same
probably.
Song.
Probably.
So that's one that's going to be carried on.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, but that was a top answer.
That was the number one answer,
number
for
one
sure.
Answer.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's surprising. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got a number two.
Walking around barefoot.
This one happened to me for a while. This one was a consistent one for me. Like, I feel like if it was like my dad or my mom, like they were always like, put socks on, your feet are going to get cold and you're going to get sick. That's what it always was for me. Like, my mom would always say, put some socks on. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one that I really don't have experience with.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't either. Maybe I just always wear socks.
Yeah. Because I always also do wear socks. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's just funny how both of the top answers are like about getting sick.
Right. Yeah.
Like Italian moms must just be super worried about us getting sick for whatever reason.
They just want their babies to be healthy. Everything okay. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
But that was a top answer too, huh?
Yeah.
Because I mean, me and Gianna never heard it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that I remember like every single time when I got sick too, kind of talking about socks and like barefoot. Like whenever I would get sick, my dad would take Vicks and rub it on your feet and you were supposed to put socks on with it because it would drag the cold out. I'm not sure if that's true, but I mean, it helped me. I never got sick, but I don't really know if that has anything to do with being Italian or if my dad just... maybe saw that on Yahoo News someday or something, went along with it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that school lunches I thought that would be one of the top one or two because everybody I talk to, nobody buys school lunches. It's like we all have the deli meats, the cut, like fresh cut vegetables, everything. And we're the ones at school like, we have a gourmet meal for fifth grade lunch. And everybody's like, why do you have a chicken cutlet sandwich?
Like if the brown paper bag didn't have like the grease stain, you knew the lunch wasn't going to be fire. Like you just knew that wasn't going to happen.
I was just going to say the same thing, like the greasy brown paper bag. And you're like everyone else has like PB&Js and stuff. And your friends are looking at you like, what did you bring?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that was the best, like having the best lunches. I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and I used to get like the thermos full of pasta. Like,
yes.
It was so warm too. Like it was perfectly timed out. So funny to think about.
Even when I was in high school, my dad would cut our apples so thinly and perfectly. And everybody at school would be like, did you buy those from the market? And I'm like, no, my dad made them. And they're like, give me them. I'm like, no, you can't have my lunch. I need to eat.
He's like Paulie and freaking Goodfellas, like with the garlic just slicing it extra thin. Oh my God. That's such an Italian thing too.
That extra TLC just to make it perfect.
Exactly.
Again, for the babies. So cute. Yeah. But that was like lower on the list. That was like number five.
I know. I was super surprised.
Number three.
Also, that is on the list too. School lunches. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a third one.
Right.
Okay.
Third one though is showering during a lightning storm.
I did that yesterday.
I have never heard of that. Don't know what that is. So maybe this is your guys' time to.
I don't know. Have you?
I've never heard this. I showered last night while it was thundering. Like,
while the tornado was hitting.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing until I read the blog and we were talking about the blog. I was like, oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
What? So you were like, let me try it out, see if I get yelled at or what?
I just had to shower yesterday. I'm like, okay, you know, fuck it, whatever. I'm just gonna go shower.
Right. But
let me test this theory out, yeah. See if I get in trouble.
Exactly.
This is crazy. But yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm just looking at this list too. Like, I don't know. The top ones are a little surprising. Because basically what we do is, you know, we let everyone comment and then we see like what's the most liked, what's the second most liked, what's the third most liked. So We'll have to check the numbers or pop them up or something, but that's kind of crazy because none of us have heard, Gianna, me and you haven't heard of the second one.
Yeah.
None of us have heard of the third one. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's like not a Chicago thing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. but that's funny. It was storming super bad too. I was just thinking about it yesterday. It was like,
we were just talking about how my dad made me go in the basement and the tornado wasn't even going to hit my neighborhood.
Yeah.
He was so nervous, like a typical Italian dad. He just dragged me downstairs and was like, sit in this basement.
Yeah, I know. You got to like plot out like where the hell you're going to hide and stuff. I don't have a basement. We're like, should we go in the bathroom? Like, that's never good conversations. But I don't know. I saw too, the tornado warning was like north and then we were like a little bit underneath it. But then I started hearing that hail.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the hail yesterday?
No.
They were like huge.
Oh my God. Huge. Someone put a, you know, on the Ring Neighbors app, someone put a handful of hail and it were like freaking bowling balls. Yes. I've never seen that in my life.
They were so big.
I didn't see them.
But
I was in the basement.
It sounded like somebody was like beating the walls of your house. Like it was so loud.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was like terrifying. Like, yeah. So I don't know. It was super weird. But
hopefully everybody's cars are okay.
Yeah. Seriously. But like, literally, it was like 7 degrees out like a day ago and I was in shorts and a t-shirt like on my deck chilling.
Yeah.
Then it's like hailing like hell at night.
Chicago.
Now it's like snowing this morning. Like, I don't know. We're like, this is crazy. But
we can't get our shit together. Chicago can never get their shit together. Ever.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe specifically for us, we should maybe really follow this list because I don't know. Maybe we'll learn a thing or two. We got to say 3 Hail Marys and never leave a walk before we walk out of the house every day. Hey, Mom, what are those things you're always worried about again? I don't know.
Keep the Maloik away. Keep the Maloik away.
We got to be careful because we're like living in some crazy weather. But
seriously.
We'll see. But
I always say it's an 8.5 hour flight. Take it to Italy. Let's just never come back.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Never turn back. Yeah, seriously.
Exactly. I know.
So funny. Number 4 on the list, though, in this one,
I'm sure
that we can go, I think all of us can get on this one, is breaking the spaghetti.
That gives me agita.
Yeah.
That gives me agita.
Yeah.
Anybody I see breaking spaghetti, I want to give them a real lesson.
But Italians don't do that.
No.
I don't know. So that's just something more for like, I feel like that's a social media thing where we're like trying to do a prank or something, right?
Yeah.
Like who's breaking spaghetti actually?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think there's...
So I have to be honest. Sometimes I do break it, but it's only for the sole purpose of like I don't like hit my
Did you just admit on camera on the Hardcore Italians podcast that you break spaghetti willingly?
That is sacrilegious.
I have to be honest.
Go to
church.
One
thing I'm not is a liar, so I have to be truthful. Like, but like not like, you know, I don't feel like I can save myself from this one. I do. I know.
Sorry for judging. No, you could continue. Why? Continue.
I just feel like it's just like I like it. I feel like it's just easier to eat that way.
So why don't you just make a different pasta type at that point?
That's what I mean. I don't really eat spaghetti though. That's why. Because I'm a little, I don't like if I have my makeup done, the sauce is going to hit me. Like, you know what I
mean? Okay, fair.
Like,
that's fair.
It's not really about like, oh, like I need to break it because that's how it's supposed to be. I break it just for the sole purpose of like, it's just easier for me to eat. Like, that's literally it.
Yeah,
that's
but you just, it. You give it a nice twirl and you're good to go.
I don't have
and
time for that. Personally, I don't have time for that. I just want to eat. But yeah, so I just avoid spaghetti entirely. But
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like the long spaghetti, but you have to break it and you don't like the small spaghetti.
So I don't like if it's like angel hair, like I'm not breaking it because it's like not as like
dense.
Right. You know what I mean? But if it's like spaghetti, I have to be honest.
No, I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to.
No, but I feel like a little.
Trying to understand your logic.
Well, so why does it piss Italian mothers off though? you know,
because it's not the right, it's not the right way of going about it. You're not supposed to do it.
That's exactly. Like, but does it mess with the flavor, or I don't know, or is it just as simple as like let it boil for 30 seconds? And
I actually
have no idea.
I think it messes, like, I feel like chefs will tell you like hardcore stuff, like, yeah, no, you're ruining it or something, you know?
Really?
I've like read that sometimes, like, it tastes, okay, I'm a person that each pasta tastes different.
Mm-hmm.
And no, so I'm the same way. I think that maybe if you broke it in half, maybe it would taste a little different. But I've never broken it in half, so I don't know. Maybe we need to try this. Maybe we need to break it in
half. Maybe
you
guys should come over when I make pasta the next time and you guys can experience it, and maybe you guys will understand where I'm coming from.
I don't know if I'll ever understand. do you ever see the videos where like people, they'll make spaghetti, but then like they like lift it up and they're just like taking a scissors and chopping it?
Yes.
That's Bella 100%. Like,
there's this guy on TikTok that is in the middle of Italy, and he'll be in like the most Italian restaurant and get that and then cut it, and just to piss everybody off there.
That's hilarious.
And it was me, so funny.
That's what I'm saying, but people, like, those reactions are hilarious.
So funny. Yeah.
We got to pull some pranks on some moms.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like one of those things that it's like would give everybody, put everybody else in a coma except for Italians.
Right.
It's like breaking pasta.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think that one's valid.
Oh, yeah. That one's for sure valid.
I mean, they all seem pretty valid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning some new ones, but they all seem pretty valid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So number five, we talked about school lunches. Number six, plan 2 days in a row. So you were talking a little bit about that before we started.
So
explain that one.
I mean, this still happens to me to this day. Like, my dad specifically, my dad and my mom, I think my mom's like let up a little bit, but I have to pick if I want to go out for the weekend. It's either got to be Friday or Saturday. Like, my parents get very upset when I do both. Like, they're like, oh, you don't spend time with our family. You don't want to be by us. Like, I hear the whole sob story, the drama, everything. Like, this was more of a thing when I was in high school, I would say. And like, not to mention too, my curfew was like 10. Like on a Friday, like if there was like a party, I remember I would have to like go at like 8, and I'd be like packing my stuff at like 9:45 too, because I didn't want to be late to the curfew. And then that was
that was my fun.
It was like 2 hours on a Friday, and then Saturdays I was just in the house. That was it.
Yeah. Everybody's out in high school until like 2 a.m. You're like, no, I have to go home. I have a curfew.
Actually, I have a bedtime. I'm 18 years old and I still have a bedtime.
Oh my God. I still get a curfew now and I'm about to be 30. So I feel you. And I'm a guy. I feel like they're harder on girls, Italian parents, with that stuff for sure. But I mean, I'll hear it too. What? You just went out last week. You know what I mean? Not even 2 days.
Exactly.
Okay. So that makes sense, because I was a little confused at first, like planning 2 days in a row, because I'm thinking like we're always planning, like, you know, there's that phrase, we're eating breakfast and talking about what's for lunch, what's for dinner. Right, you know what I mean? So we're always planning. Maybe it's just food related only. Yeah. Any other plans? Like,
like dinner's always planned at my house. Like when we're eating dinner, it's like, what do you want for tomorrow's dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're constantly worried about it. So that's where I was like, okay, that now it makes sense. I'm glad you broke that down.
Yeah.
So valid or not valid?
Valid. Very valid. Yes.
Valid. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. I mean, so we're six for six.
Six for six.
Okay, next one, too close to the TV.
Sitting too close to the TV. Like,
I would always get in trouble sitting too close to the TV.
There's no instance off the top of my... I mean, I guess I just never did. I don't know. I don't have much to say about this one. Did you ever sit really close?
Probably. I mean, my eyes are shot. So maybe I should have listened. If I take my contacts out, I can't see anything in front of me, so... I don't know.
I didn't even know you had contacts.
Yeah, I wear contacts.
So do you have to wear glasses when you take your contacts out?
Yeah, I barely take them off though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right before I go to sleep, I'll take them off, and then I don't even put on my glasses usually, because it's like right before I go to bed. So but sometimes if I ever have my glasses or contacts off during the day, like I get kind of freaked out. I'm like, I'm a blind person.
Really?
Like, I can't see. I don't know. I mean, I can't read. It's kind of scary. So
yeah,
I don't know. But that's probably honestly like, I always played video games and watched TV and whatever. I feel like that has a lot to do with it, but I don't know. It could be genetic too. I don't know.
That's true. Cause now that I think about it, my brothers get it more in trouble, like more got in trouble for that because of the video games.
Yeah.
Like they would sit in front of the TV and like
so
play
close
all
to.
Day, like so close. They would get so into the game and like there was like no pulling them out of that zone. Yeah. So I think that one's very valid.
Yeah.
Actually,
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then moving on to number 8 on the list was Lights On in the Car. And I'm surprised that this one's not higher.
I'm so surprised that this one's not higher.
This one should be number 1 or number 2 or something like that.
Seriously.
I mean, the amount of times I was in the car and I wanted to turn the light on to look for something and I was, don't turn on the light, don't turn on the light.
Yeah, the thing is too with the lights in the car, they have you believe, like they have you thinking that it's illegal, like straight up.
My parents used to tell us it was illegal too.
I was told it was illegal.
Yes,
that is. They're like, I'm gonna get pulled over. There's a cop right there. Turn the light off.
Right. Is that like wait?
No, that's
like,
fake. That's fake. It's not illegal. It's not illegal. They lied to us.
I just don't know it's true anymore. Like, I don't know the truth anymore.
There's probably Italian cops pulling people over, thinking it's like arrested people. Like, hey.
Like, hey, turn those off. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, is that a valid one or no?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know if that's
why. Is it just distracting for other people, or they get pissed because they're trying to drive and they're like, turn the freaking lights off?
Now, for me, if people turn the lights on in the car, I get pissed.
See,
I actually get pissed now. I'm like, turn the light, because I'm kind of blind too. So, like, I don't, like, it's like too many,
kind
like,
blind.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the rays of the light, like, are blinding my right eye. I can only see out of my left type thing. So, no, I think that one's valid.
When it's
for
in
sure.
the dark, the light is definitely hard. It's harder to see.
For sure.
It's like a focus thing. Everyone says too, like, if you're about to pull up to an address and you're driving, like, you got to lower the music. Like, right. Like, how does that help? Like, it's, you know.
You know what I always do whenever I pass a cop? I like blast the music in my car and I always turn it down. And my brother always makes fun of me because he's like, there's a cop. Shh. And
I always lower it down. Yeah. I always pull into my driveway with the music bumping. My dad gets so pissed. He's like, why do you come in like you're in a rap music?
He's like, you're going to break your sound system.
Like, seriously. Yeah. He's like, do you not like get scared in the neighborhood? Like, you don't turn the music down in the neighborhood? And I'm like, no.
Why
really?
Would I?
Not really. I'm like, I like this song. I don't know what to say. I'm blessing you. It's a good song.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the speed limit is a suggestion. It is not forced. It is truly a heavy suggestion.
Yeah, true.
Watch tomorrow, Gianna comes into work just going like, hey, sorry, I'm late, I got a ticket on the way.
Shut up, don't say that.
You're jinxing yourself for that one.
I did. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I feel you though. It's as long as if you're going 10 plus over, like, you can get in trouble. But
yeah, I definitely
know,
was on the highway for 5 minutes this morning.
Gianna, oh my goodness,
it's fun to play NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But where does that come from too? Because I don't know, my grandparents from Italy, like, they didn't even drive, like, they just straight never got their license. So I don't know where that one comes from.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it's not like maybe it's more of like our parents thing than grandparents thing. I don't know
for sure.
You know where does that, I wonder where that comes from, that we all, that everybody agrees on it. Like, we're surprised it's not higher. So we heard of that one instantly.
Right. Yeah.
So I wonder where that like came from, that's a thing. It's probably like a thing for everybody at the same time, but I don't know. Maybe Italians get more pissed specifically. I could see that too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm kind of curious on that one.
Yeah. That's actually a good idea. We should look up the origin story of that one for sure.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like some of these, we still follow them because they've just been around for so long and they're ingrained in us because of our grandparents and parents and everything.
Yeah,
right.
You don't even know why. You just know.
Right. You're like, I don't know why I'm doing this or listening to this, but like, I'm going to because I have for so long.
Right.
Yeah, but I just think like my grandparents literally didn't have a license, didn't have a car. So like, I wonder what point. I'd be interested to know that story for sure. We got to look into that.
We got
to
ask Big Mike when he gets in. Ask Big Mike and Mary.
I was going to say that could be another post probably on its own or something.
Definitely.
Get some more feedback, but that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 9, Hats on the Table.
I've never heard this one.
Never heard it.
I mean, I heard like Hats in a Fancy Restaurant in the whole Soprano scene where he's like, take your hat off, and he's ready to strangle the guy for the hat. And, you know, he's sitting down with Bucco, like all ready to freaking rumble.
Yeah, seriously.
But that's like, I mean, that I understand. He's like, they don't sell hot dogs here.
Right.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like, I like this hat. Like, it's my hat.
So I could see. I think it's like a respect thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree too. Like, I don't know. I feel like Italians are, you know.
For sure.
Like at the dinner table or whatever, definitely respectful too. And
the dinner table is like next to the church.
Right.
We find it so religious.
Yeah.
It's like,
I almost wonder though if this is more of a superstition though, because I've heard of don't ever put shoes on the table. So I wonder if it's like a superstition in the sense of like, don't put a hat on a table because blah, blah, blah will happen. Like, I understand the respect side of it, but like, I don't know. I didn't take it that way when I saw this one.
Yeah. See, I will, because the shoe thing, I was always like, if I put a shoe on a chair, on a table, like bad luck. They would say, my parents would say, take it off, like, it's right. bad luck. But right. I don't know if that's an Italian thing or like where that like originated from.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hats on the table. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I know people that'll take their hat off purposely before you eat, like every meal. They're not like, they were trained by their parents, like, don't wear a hat at the table.
Oh, really?
So like, don't wear one, I've heard. You know what I mean? And like I said with the Sopranos, like at a restaurant or whatever, like when you're eating, like don't wear a hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
That I always was told, like, don't wear hats inside. That's like, or not for girl, for guys.
For
like,
guys,
my brother was always, he always had to take his hat off anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've heard of that, but on the table, I mean, it makes sense, but I don't, I didn't know it'd be a big thing where everyone's commenting, like, don't leave a hat on the table. Like, I get why you wouldn't, but that's kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, for sure. That was an interesting one for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one kind of leads into what you guys were saying, but shoes on the bed. That one, this that one should be at number one, too.
Seriously, this one drives me crazy.
As a person, that one just drives me crazy. Like, forget being Italian. Don't put your dirty shoes on my bed.
Even, shoes, don't put your outside clothes on my bed either.
No,
hate, like, this happened to me especially in college. Like, when we would go out, like, after, like, obviously going out, like, we were all, like, in the club, sweating, dancing.
Yeah, like don't you spilled go on your my drink, bed after that.
And then people, people would lay on my bed when we would go back to my apartment and sleep. And I'd be like shaking. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is like, I just never liked that stuff. I'm way too like, that's just gross. Like it's more of like a gross.
That's just
gross.
Yeah,
but you'd be surprised how many people do it. Like I think this is, the other one with the lights on the car, I could see like more ethnicities and stuff doing that. But this one, like I feel like Italians, it drives them freaking nuts. Like do not leave shoes on the bed. But I understand that one, but you'd be surprised how many people like actually do it. Like sometimes I'm watching shows or see like pictures on Instagram and like people are like wearing their shoes and
on
laying
the bed,
in bed. Yeah. And it's like, are you freaking kidding me? And we notice it like right away. It could be something like about a complete different topic or whatever, and we're just like instantly like analyzing for it, like we're looking
like,
for
the
shit.
Shoes on the bed.
I just don't understand, like it's not even comfortable either, like you know what I like, you remember that, like I don't even understand how that would be like when you get in bed, don't you want to like relax, enjoy your like
kick off your
nice
shoes
duvet, like whatever it is, like you're putting your shoes on something that you're gonna be like snuggling up with, you know what I mean? That's what grosses me out, like the bottom of your shoes.
Yeah.
God only knows.
God only
knows. Head ass right now.
God only knows.
That's crazy.
But it's funny because like that's because I was even talking about generations too with the light thing. Like I feel like this, like we're younger generation, and even we like all are 100% no, do not put shoes on the bed instantly. So that's kind of funny. Nasty. Like it's just interesting. Like look, like breaking these down one by one,
right,
too,
for sure,
because they make sense. But like thinking about it, it's just pretty funny too.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, and they're so like some of these are so mainstream in our lives when we grew up that like people,
right,
when they say something about it, you're like, what do you mean? This is normal life, and people are like. Like the lunch.
For sure.
Like, why are you bringing such a gourmet lunch? It's like, this is normal life for me.
Definitely.
Yeah. So these are all, I mean, I think they're all pretty valid as far as what Italian moms get mad about, you know? The only one I'm a little surprised in, especially because we're talking about like getting sick and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if you guys heard this, but like put on a jacket. That's what I always hear too.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
100%.
Like,
Before you leave and anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Even like, when it's like 80 degrees, put a jacket on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you always hear put on a jacket. It's like, mom, it's 80 out. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I don't know if they're just drained, but that's, I could see that. Like, the wet hair jacket thing, like 100%.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
So true. Why isn't like put a jacket on this?
I don't know. It could have been to whoever just saw the post on that day, but putting on a jacket before you leave the house, like Italian moms get pissed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But that's the only thing. That's what I would personally add to this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have any you would add or that you always heard from Italian mothers, but.
Off the top of my head.
You know what? Waking your ass up at 7 a.m. to clean the house. I didn't have to do this, thank God. My best friend would literally wakes up at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Like that's sleeping in because she has to.
Her
mom makes her clean the whole house.
Oh geez, that's not like, cool. Thank God, my mom.
She's
never
like, sorry,
me
I can't hang
that.
Out. I have to make the homemade pasta in jardinière with my mom.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that's kind of sweet though. That's like a good memory. Off the top of my head, the only habit that this didn't come from my mom. This actually, I can't remember who told. I think this might have been my dad. Was I like spinning things on the table. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this.
No.
Like I would like spin like maybe like a butter knife or something like or a cup. Like you just spin it around. my dad would lose his shit. Like, he'd be like, stop spinning the silverware, stop spinning the cup. And I'd be like, why? He's like, it's bad luck. Like, you can't do that. Or passing like a knife. Like, you're not, like, if I pass you like a pair of scissors or a knife, like, you can't take it out of my hand. Like, because that means like I'm going to like, or they're going to stab you in the back or something. I don't know.
Interesting. I feel like that sounds a little familiar. Like the, like grabbing the scissors and like grabbing it the wrong way.
If you are supposed to, like, you're supposed to lay it on, like if you needed like scissors, like I'm supposed to put it down and have you pick it up.
Yeah. Like, I vaguely otherwise. Have heard I mean, that
that's
before.
Smart, honestly.
I mean, like a safety hazard maybe, but that's the only like habits that like I've ever like been like, those were like the strongest one, and definitely like the plants 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So
such a thing.
They're on the common theme of like overprotectiveness, I would say. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they would wrap you in bubble wrap before you leave the house if they could. Italian mom, for sure. So 100%. That's funny. They're super overprotective. I think it's hilarious. So
definitely.
And I don't know. I feel like I was like, I don't know if it's a guy thing or girl thing too, but my mom is like, baby, like you were talking about how your friend had to clean the house or whatever. Like, I didn't have to lift a finger. Like,
yeah.
I could just be like, I could say like something outrageous and my mom would just do it like no questions asked.
And then
like,
Marissa would probably get like the finger.
Right. The Italian boy prince, or like the prince of the house. Yeah. Yep. We have a few of those at my house too. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could just be like, I could just literally request something outrageous. My mom would do it and not even ask. Like, I could be like, I could have a water bottle here. Mom, can you throw this away? And she would like come down two flights of stairs or something and do it. If, you know, like, there's it's kind of funny. I never had to lift a finger cleaning.
Was it the same way for Marissa? And be honest.
He's gonna be No, I think so. With my mom, my dad a little bit, maybe less, but
okay.
But that's for both of us, so I don't know. But my mom, like, she wanted to spoil us, and you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. No, my mom is definitely the same way. Like, she like, well, she like babies all of us, but I would say like me and my sister are less babied, if that makes sense. We were still babied, like, but like definitely like being the girls in the house, like we were helping for sure, like with everything, while my brothers were like getting fed, like spoon
getting fed and playing like, Xbox
literally, yes,
the
whole day
and playing Xbox.
I saw this meme. I always see this meme like everywhere I am on social media, where it's the Italian mom and she's texting her daughter like, get home now, you have a curfew. And then it's the text to the son. It's like, hi, my baby boy. I added $50 to your account. If you need anything, I'm right a text away. I'm like, it's so accurate.
Yes, it's so true.
Exactly.
That's a whole other pod, too. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, exactly. So but true, we love you to all the Italian moms out there. Yes. We love you. We appreciate you. And guys, if you were listening and you relate to any of these, let us know. If we're missing any, let us know. Yeah. Drop a comment. Like the video. We appreciate your support. It means a lot. And we'll see you on the next podcast.